Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Welcome once again to Tuesday Talk with Key West Lou. I am your host, Louis Patron. It's good to be back tonight. This is the first time in 3 weeks I am doing the show and sharing time with you. Christmas Eve was on a Tuesday night. I could see no reason to do the show on Christmas Eve. I wanted to be with family. I wanted to be with my grandchildren. We also had Santa Claus over, and I didn't think it would work. Most people want to be with family on that evening, and I didn't think it appropriate to have the show. Then came the following Tuesday, which was New Year's Eve. I spent New Year's Eve at home with some friends. Most people are with friends, or they're out partying and so forth. Not a good night to do the show either, so I canceled both shows, and we're back in business tonight. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad you're here. I hope you enjoy the show. Remember, this is a call-in show. If you wish to call in and express an opinion, say anything you want. Question me, disagree with me, agree with me. The number's in front of you. It is 646-478-5731. I repeat, 646-478-5731. We're going to start tonight's show with Cheerios, you know, that great breakfast cereal. When I think of Cheerios, I think of it in two fashions. I think of mothers and their little babies. I don't think there is a mother in the United States, maybe in the world, I don't know, who doesn't feed the baby Cheerios. One of the first hard foods, solid foods, that's the word, solid foods that a baby eats are Cheerios. Think. As soon as the baby can muck with those gums, does not even have to have teeth, the mother is taking Cheerios and just putting it one at a time in the baby's mouth. When the baby sits in a high chair a couple of 2 or 3 months later, what does the mother put on the table portion of the high chair? She spreads out Cheerios, and the baby fusses around, and eventually picks one up and puts it in his or her mouth. And when there isn't a mother who is out someplace that doesn't have in her pocketbook a plastic bag, a little plastic bag with Cheerios. The baby's hungry, or she wants to keep the baby quiet, she takes out the bag, takes out a few Cheerios, and feeds them to the baby. Good for babies. Everyone thinks, every mother believes, every family probably believes Cheerios are and have been good for children. Another place where Cheerios are good are for senior citizens. I know, I'm one. It reduces cholesterol. Ever since I found that out 2 years ago, I have Cheerios for breakfast every morning. Last week, General Mills, who makes Cheerios, made an announcement. They were no longer going to use genetically modified ingredients in their Cheerios. Well, who knew they were using genetically modified ingredients? There is not a state in the union. In the United States, that requires labeling to produce our food and use genetically modified ingredients, have fought labeling indicating genetically modified ingredients. So to me, it was a wow, my God, our babies are eating foods with genetically modified ingredients, so are senior citizens. It turns out that with the corn, there's corn apparently in Cheerios, and there's sugarcane, and both of them have genetically modified ingredients. General Motors said, no more. We've changed our manufacturing process. We're doing this not because we think there's anything wrong with it, but there are so many people in this country that are opposed to genetically modified ingredients, and they do not want it in their foods. Interestingly, 160 countries in this world, 160 countries in our world, require labeling indicating genetically modified foods are incorporated somehow in whatever you're buying. Not in the United States, because the six major mega corporations with the big farms and everything to control our food, etc., have fought, have had their lobbyists in Washington forever, in state government houses forever, to prevent this from occurring. Every year, some states try to get it done. Last year, 26 states introduced legislation to label if there was genetically modified ingredients involved. none of them, only two got out of the legislature. Can you imagine? Only two out of six even got passed in the legislature. And obviously none got signed into law. The big problem is corn. All right, corn's a big problem in this stuff. Well, God bless Cheerios. I'm happy. Keep your eyes open. I don't know. I'm going to tell you something. Genetically modified food seeds come up in every discussion that I'm involved in, and I see women involved. Women are very disturbed. They don't have to be mothers. They're school teachers. They're senior citizens. They feel it's absolutely terrible. There was a recent study in the United States. It was done by the New York Times. Rather than call it a study, I would call it a poll. The New York Times, reputable newspaper, found that 93% of the people in the United States are for labeling to indicate, okay, now I want to talk about police abuse a little bit. This is something you must be on your guard concerning. I'm talking about anal searches by the police, generally for drugs. What I mean by an anal search, just what I'm saying, an anal cavity search, digital exam, fingers up your rear end with respect, or other steps that I'm going to indicate to you which have been taken in some cases. They are becoming more frequent. To me, they suggest a police state. I'm sorry. When you abuse the human body, and this is the United States of America, I think it is wrong. They're generally looking for drugs. Sometimes they're not looking for anything. They're just there to have fun and to aggravate people. Little perversions involved. You recall I spoke to you 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, about the fellow driving out of the Walmart parking lot. He rolled a stop and the police car stopped him. For some reason, instead of asking for his driver's license and everything while he's sitting in the car, they told him to get out and walk. The police officer said, oh my God, he's walking with his buttocks clenched. His ass speaks tight. And based on that, they got a search warrant. And the search warrant said that he could be anally examined, be a search of his anus, to determine what, if anything, was using drugs. They took him to the hospital. He was fingered 3 times by the doctors. Couldn't find anything. He was subjected to 3 enemas in front of the medical staff and police and forced to defecate in front of them so they could check his tools for drugs. No drugs. He had a couple of x-rays. No drugs. He finally had a colonoscopy. They knocked him out, and we've all had colonoscopy. If you're over the age of 35, 40, you've had one, you know what it is. And no drugs. Then we have situation. Same thing happened with a new, she was no surgeon, taken to the hospital. They did the digital fingers up the butt. They gave her an enema, and she had to defecate in front of the hospital staff and the policemen. No drugs, 4 hours. Then you've got the Indian. I'm talking about the country of India, nation of India's diplomat from New York City, deputy general counsel. She was arrested. It seems to be the pattern in the United States today. When someone's arrested, they must, before they put you in jail, do a strip search. This means the finger up the body. This woman, she was caught, she had to take her clothes off. India's upset, major war going on, our Secretary of State in there. Who knows what's going to come of it. Now comes Milwaukee. Over a period of three, under Wisconsin law, start this way. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Wisconsin law prohibits police from being involved in body cavity searches, regardless of probable cause. Cops can't do it. The statute says only doctors and nurses can make an anal body cavity search. There were 4 police officers over a period of years. I could not find the number, but it is numerous. They stopped it. And what he used to do, they'd have the people get out of the car. They stopped them, you know, going through a red light, speeding, they'd say, and they'd say, we're going to make a drug search. He would take his hand, and most of the time he had his arm wrapped around the man or woman's neck or had a gun in their face or the people were held by one of the other three officers who were always watching it, but never did what Benigni did. He would put his hand down the front of their dress or pants, touch a woman's vagina, play with it, touch a man's genitals, the same thing, and testicles, and then push his arm up backward and stick his finger in their butt, claiming he was doing a drug search. Many times they said they found drugs. Interestingly, no one was ever convicted because they didn't have anything in court to show. You said they're drugs, you got to prove it. You keep that. That's evidence. No evidence of drugs. This went on for almost 3 years before they were finally investigated. Last week, Denis got 2 years in jail. Two of the other police officers were permitted to retire, and one is suspended for 1 year with pay. Milwaukee is upset. They're in a furor. Then one why it took the police department so long to investigate these guys, because it was so prevalent over 3 years, and everyone was complaining that it had been stopped. They don't know why the court was so lenient with these police officers. And that's the story there. And this goes on. Now we come, one more story. Stay with me. We're in Citrus County, Florida. Sheriff's department stopped this woman, claimed she was speeding. She had her two children, ages 1 and 4, in the back seat. For some reason, they had her in the police car for 2 hours on the side of the highway, major highway. Finally, they had her get out of the car, and a female police officer in front of ongoing traffic, passing traffic, 2 children, 1 and 4 years old, stuck her hand in the woman's vagina. It was that time of the month, and pulled out a tampon. The paperwork says forcibly pulled out the tampon. There were no drugs. Now this is going on more and more. She also had a gun in her face, by the way. When she was giving the police a hard time about doing anything to her in this regard, they put a gun in her face. This is the United States of America. These things should not go on. And I'll tell you why they want. We have become so security conscious. We give the police all these powers. We should. We had 9/11. We have to protect ourselves. But let's not protect ourselves, you and me, driving down the road. Very simple. Our wives, girlfriends driving, give out search warrants. They're giving them out like, you know, there's no tomorrow. All you want. You're supposed to make sure there's probable cause. The police officer can't think. Clenched buttock doesn't mean a guy's got something up his ass. And I think the courts, they say, courts, the judges say, we're enforcing the law. They said that in Nazi Germany, okay, in the 1930s. All the judges who were prosecuted afterwards for doing Hitler's bidding said we were following the law. That was the law. Sometimes you got to be careful if you're a judge, how you enforce the law. It's on the increase in our country. If you haven't heard about it, I'm telling you, just look it up on the Internet. You'll see tons of cases. And the reason I talk about it also, I think I'm not saying we're going to be or we are, we may be an emerging police state. There's a fellow by the name of John Whitehead, wrote a great book recently, A Government of Wolves, the Emerging American Police State. And basically what he said was surveillance is out of control. Look what the NSA is doing. I mean, they bug our telephones and they bug our emails, all of them. I can't understand how they store all, even in a computer. And who gets to look at it? They do strips no longer need a war product because they're not using it anymore. It's out of date. It's not an updated one. They are being given to police departments across the country. I'm talking about these big tanks or these vehicles that are bigger than tanks, the vests. Everybody should shoot them, the big ones, big helmets, special guns, and they're getting all this, and they're becoming militarized. I spoke, I think, the last time I was on this show, about 2 weeks ago, about the Albany County Albany, New York, militarized equipment, and he got this motor vehicle, I forget what it's called, but bigger than a tank, and they had, the Albany Sheriff's Department had to serve a subpoena. Fella, and he was in a house, and the police were told, the sheriff's department, that it was thought the man had a gun. They should have sent a couple of cars down, a SWAT team, what have you. They sent this thing that was bigger than a tank down to serve a Sabini. Can you imagine, my friends, when, if ever, the American people in some city go out, we know the banks are getting away with murder. They're too big to go to jail. A major corporation is getting away with whatever they want. It's wrong. The people no longer run our government. We think if we elect people, we control our government. We don't. The lobbyists, the corporations do. They give money to our congressmen. They give money to state legislators, purportedly to do good legislation or produce good legislation. What happened? The legislation is corrupt America. The courts are doing the same thing. One, those little airplanes, big airplanes, they're just starting to use them. I am telling you that within 1 year in the United States of America, we're going to have little drone airplanes flying over us, watching us as we do our cookout, as we play tennis or play golf or are on our way to work. I don't want anybody watching me like that, nor do you. This is the United States of America. My point, our rights are being stripped. Our rights are being stripped. What's going to come next? When people in this country, they're not ready yet, but they make homework. I think that our government, our law, the people who represent the United States of America, our attorneys, our legislators, our administrative aides in Washington, I think they do a lovely job. And I'm going to tell you, I'm talking now about General Motors, the bailout, I'm talking about Chrysler, the bailout. I have been talking for a year about the General Motors bailout. You know, our government just said, our president said, everybody said, isn't this wonderful? The problem is we loaned them $50 billion. They only pay us $39 billion back. Because the way the paperwork was done, they were able to save $11 billion. Right? The other thing is, General Motors has not paid tax for several years, so they have made billions in profit. The company was saved, and they will not pay taxes for several more years because of the paperwork involved when we loaned the money on the bailout. It said they wouldn't have to pay taxes when they got in good shape. I don't know which bank that would give me a deal like that or you a deal like that, but our government did with our taxpayer. Save company, so jobs be saved for the United States. Well, it was announced in July by the government of Mexico, the General Motors building a new plant in Mexico. They were spending $647 million, Chrysler, to build a new plant and remodel some other plants they had there. That, everything I just told you about General Motors is old news. Let's go to Chrysler. Chrysler, this story on Chrysler just came, we became aware of it this week. Chrysler bailed out. They had a similar situation to General Motors. And basically, here's the story. You're not going to believe this. Chrysler, we loaned the money to Chrysler to bail them out. This is an Italian-owned company, Chrysler. And Fiat, that company, was in such bad shape financially at the time we made the loan that Moody's rating system, you know, AAA, AA, they didn't even get them letters. They said they were junk. J-U-N-K, that's how they rated. Well, this past week, Chrysler, Fiat finally paid off everybody. The only one left somehow in the deal that was made, the union, the auto workers, National Auto, had a piece of the act, held some of the stock. Fiat brought it back. Fiat is the whole company now. They own all of Chrysler, my friend. And you know what their Moody's rating is? It's below junk level. They do not today, they do not even have a label for it. But that is the thing that aggravates me. What aggravates me is, and you should be aware of, be upset about it, is that the money was loaned to Chrysler again to save American jobs, and it has been announced that Fiat, who owns Chrysler, China. Now what's, you know, this is wrong. And what's even more interesting, and I didn't support Mitt Romney in the last election. I was for Obama. And Mitt Romney said during the election, Chrysler's going to build a plant in China to build new Jeep. Chrysler makes Jeep. Now, be a son of a gun. It's going to happen. Now, why can't our people draw up these papers? I know they may be a foot thick. They may be 10 feet thick. Why can't they put in there the proper verbiage so something like this doesn't happen? I practice with General Motors and Chrysler. I wouldn't have any clients. They'd sue me for malpractice. Okay, now we're going to go to the Attorney General of the United States. Holder. Good guy. I have no complaint with him, except I don't think he does the job all the time. This is the man who said, we first had the problem with the banks in 2007, 2008, 2009. They needed money. They had to be bailed out. He said, and I quote, you know this, they were clamoring, let's put somebody in jail. No major bank officer has ever gone to jail? I can't believe it. You spit on the sidewalk trying to get arrested. And that time, Holder said that the banks were too big to prosecute. First too big to fail, then too big to prosecute. You remember what happened in Iceland? I told you about this 3 weeks ago. They went after the banks in 2008, okay? They did not bail them out. Then they indicted the bank $1 billion to people with this Ponzi scheme. J.P. Morgan Chase was his primary bank. Banks make money when you deposit money. Even a checking account makes money. Banks manipulate our money, sometimes make 20% overnight, investing our money in China, which they can put committed to the law. Anyhow, General Motors, I'm not sorry, not General Motors, J.P. Morgan Chase did something wrong. They entered a civil agreement. It's a criminal civil agreement. Nobody's going to go to jail. Nobody's going to be prosecuted. They did something wrong by taking Bernie Madoff's money. They knew or should have known and should have reported Bernie Madoff under the law, to the government. Something was screwy with his account. They did it. J.P. Morgan Chase did it in England, because Great Britain has a similar statute. They didn't do it here, and nobody knows why. So anyhow, they had to pay a fine of $2 billion. That's a drop in the buck, $2 billion. They're making so much money today and have so much money. Nobody asked here. No place has been reported how much money did J.P. Morgan Chase make off Bernie Madoff, where they were in bank here. It had to be in billion. Excess $2 billion is nothing. It's a drop in the bucket. It's a slap on the back of their hand. Now, J.P. Morgan, just this last November, our situation screwed up. They did so many bad things. They agreed to pay the United States government $13 billion last November in satisfaction for whatever they did wrong. A drop in the bucket. The money the bank made, the way they handled these mortgages, they didn't lose a penny. They were investing and trading. It was terrible. It's a drop in the bucket. We accept the money. No, Long Island Republican congressman, House of Representatives. I always thought this guy was all right. He's been in Congress for years. He's an Irishman of New York City. He was on, I think, on Fox last week. And he said, I believe he's the head of the Intelligence Committee. He's chairman of the Intelligence Committee or subcommittee in the House of Representatives. He said, when being asked questions about the National Security Agency and how they bug everybody, our telephones, our emails, Angela Merkel, the president of Brazil, we got everybody mad. Properly solved. Problem, okay? He said it. Okay, got to protect ourselves. And he also said the NSA monitor members of Congress, if the authorities think they're speaking to an Al-Qaeda leader or whatever, perfectly proper to monitor members of Congress. Where are we going with our government? We are getting out of hand. We are violating all basic rights. Even congressmen have rights. Okay. This fellow from North Korea. Kim Jong-un. You know, he's 31-year-old. He's the president. Dad made him the president. Last year, he executed his uncle, who had been a big deal in the government over the years. That says he didn't like his uncle. He wanted to do something to him. They had a trial. There, you don't get a lawyer. The trial was over in one day. He killed him. He was thrown in a pit with 120 wild dogs. 120 wild dogs. And we're trying to make peace with a country like this. I'm not saying it's wrong to try to make peace, but I don't you can talk to somebody who throws someone in a pit with 120 wild dogs to kill them. We're coming to the end of this show. Hope you've enjoyed. Please remember, it reminds you, I wrote a book that got published about a month ago, The World Upside Down. It's a series of essays about things I talk about here, but in large, more detail and so forth. Find it on Amazon.com and on BarnesandNoble.com. Buy it. Trust me, you will enjoy it. Don't write to me and expect the cost of the book. The book is interesting, I think, and there's some stories about people I met and how they impacted me. I thank you for joining me this week. I look forward to meeting with you again next week. I enjoyed doing the show. I enjoyed being with you. Thank you, and good night.